So the truth is that our kollel in Chicago is a hemshech, it's a continuation of this space medrash of our yeshiva. So even though most of you are not familiar faces to me, and when I began my career in what is continuing to be our yeshiva, it was in that building, and it was even before the carpet was renovated, if you can imagine, Dori Doris. But I'm still a Talmud of our yeshiva. I still have the opportunity to sit and listen and watch video conference chaburas from our Rabbeim, who share with us through technology, although the technology is sometimes suspect, so we use the phone on occasion. But even though we are halfway across the country, we feel that we are a part of this space medrash. So as the Talmud of the yeshiva, I would say it's fairly bizarre that I am sharing with you tonight, but the good news is that none of the mashgichim are here, so they won't know that this is not actually a sichas musar. So don't tell them that just some guy happened to be here from Chicago. B'dibuk chaveir machchivim mamish. So just be together with you guys. It gives me tremendous chizuk. It's an amazing schluss, but it's not meant as somebody who has any experience or knowledge any more than all of us are just, we're mevakshe Hashem, we're just trying. I want to share with you tonight one simple but crucial idea that hopefully will resonate with you guys as you're growing through your experience here in yeshiva. As many of you are familiar probably, in the Bereishis Rabbah, in the beginning, the Torah describes this mysterious tohu vavohu v'choshech al pnei sahom. What is choshech? Asked the Medrash Rabbah. Choshech zu yavon. The confusion at the beginning of time is a reference to four goliyos. And as many of us know, the choshech is reflected in Galus Yavon. It's a little bit peculiar because we wouldn't have naturally associated Yavon with darkness, especially because Yavon is about, so to speak, enlightenment, knowledge, or specifically something that we see, which is the aesthetic, the body. So how do we understand when Chazal tell us that Yavon and Choshech are associated with each other? So one way to think about this, based on a teaching of the Hilgos Vasemes, is that when we think about two realms, we can distinguish between them in light of Choshech and Or in the following way. Svasemis in Parshas Tetzaveh in Tav Reish Nun Vav, he points out that something which is physical has an end point. It begins here and it ends there. Everything which is physical is by definition finite. It has a case. It has measurements. Unlike the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is endless light, kiviyachol, everything which is murkav of chalakim, is comprised of components, has beginning points and end points. When something has an end, it has what we call shichacha. It can be forgotten because it began somewhere and it ended. And once it ended, it's gone. The word shichacha and chashecha are the same word. If we think about a physical perspective on life, it is one that is subject to end and also to being forgotten. The shichacha, says the Sfas Emes, relates to the element of the guf. Yavon, which relates predominantly to the guf, to the physical entity, is subject to shichacha, its choshech. Masher Ein Kein, when it comes to the neshama, that chelek elokami mal, that spark that each one of us has within us is a spark which is tethered in an unbroken fashion to that makor, that endless light, which is the Borei Olam. And therefore, that or is nitzchi by definition. The perspective on life, which emphasizes the guf, is subject to limits, it is finite, and it has forgetfulness. But the perspective on life, which is rooted in and seen through the neshama, that or has no end, and it has no shechacha. There is no shechacha, says the Sfas Emes, for the neshama. That or, that light, which is refracted within us, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that or is the or HaGonos. It's the hidden light that the Ribono Shel Olam shone through this world. And that's why the Medrash says, it was Misofa Olam Ve'ad Sofo, Adam HaRishon was Mabit. Because initially, there was no limit. It wasn't a physical entity that had a beginning and an end. It was Misofa Olam Ve'ad Sofo. The Ribono Shel Olam let that light shine for 36 hours, according to the Medrash. He then packaged it up and he tucked it away until we relight it every single Chaf Hei B'Kislev for 36 Neiros, which therefore is not shocking to us that the Medrash also connects the Or of Torah, specifically Torah Shebal Peh, the 36 Masechtos of Shas, to the Or HaGonos, to that hidden light. That Or HaGonos, which was B'Sheishes Mei Breishes, is within each one of us. That's the Torah, the Or of Torah, specifically Torah Shebal Peh. That's our reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kud Shebricho V'Oraisa Chad Hu. When we live connected to that world of Torah, we are living in a world which is eternal and has no forgetfulness. When we have this constant memory, when we have this light that burns, we have what we could call a zikaron. A zikaron means, even though something was, it still is. It means that even though perhaps that time has passed, the reality of it can still exist in the present. How can that be? It's because what that experience was so powerful that it's long-lasting. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that when something is lizikaron, it's kilifnim dami. When something is a zikaron, it's internalized. It becomes nitzchi. It becomes part of our identity. It's something that we simply don't forget. Chanukah is the antithesis of shechacha. It's the light of zikaron. It's the light of tapping into the moments that are illuminated by Torah that stay with us for our entire lives. So this is perhaps an opportunity and a challenge for us on a practical level. It's true in life. We can go through life on the level of shechacha. The level of shechacha means we check off all the physical boxes of this world. We're just cruising through. We're in the dark. We're not even paying attention to the life that's going on around us. It's choshech. So there's shechacha. There's nothing memorable. It just is. We go through one day after the next. It's just one long, dark day. And it relates to the guf. And it has no kiyum. It has no nitzchius. It has no zikaron. Or we can go through life and stop and be attentive and create zichronos for ourselves. A life that is lived through the prism of Torah is one that stops and says, wait a second, is this nitzchi? Is this my neshama? Let's take a pause. Let's create a neshama moment. Let's create a memory. We shouldn't just walk through in the dark. But it's also true on the level of what kind of moments are we creating. We have moments of a goof. We go out for someone's birthday or, you know, I don't know, some important lunch meeting where we have pizza. These things, they're very important. So what do we remember? We can remember the exact crust on the pizza if it was crusty enough, not crusty enough, if the sauce was still too sweet, too much cheese, too little cheese. But at the end of the day, how much is left of that? Is that the memory that is nitzchi? Is that the memory that lives with us? Or is that just, all right, it was crusty, it wasn't so crusty. What's the inyan? As opposed to the experience of the neshama. When we go together for that birthday dinner or that pizza lunch, do we remember sitting together with the guys? Do we remember the experience of friendship and camaraderie, which is an experience of our neshama? But that's generally true in life. But we can focus in, for those of us who are B'nai Yeshiva, especially those who are actually here now on Amsterdam Avenue in this space medrash on a day-to-day level, and ask ourselves, are we living a YU existence of Choshech, of Shichacha, or of Or and Zikaron? That's the question. Are we just going through the entire semester in the dark? One day leads to the next, leads to the next. We don't stop to pay attention, to create a memory, to live in the moment, to appreciate what we have, to focus on it. It's just kind of like one blur. So we come to the end of the semester and we're like, wait a second. How many Chazara Shiurim did we have? I think I have to check the notes. You know, I don't know. Whose shiur was I in this semester? I'm not sure. I have to check. We'll have to check. We start with the registrar, but then Rabbi Bronstein says, you signed up for this shiur, but I think I went to a different shiur. I'm not sure. What shiur was I in? I have to ask my chavrusa. There's the element of going through the motions of choshech. And then there's the question of creating the zichronos. Are we creating memorable moments that are going to be nitzchi, that are going to stay with us? At the end of the semester, or at the end of our time here, are we going to look back, and we're going to sit around with some of the chevra, we're going to say, ah, what's the thing you remember most? And someone's going to say, ah, do you remember Golan, the chetzi chetzi, when I had two Motzoi Shabbos at 11:30? Not just one, I had two, which is gan shayach for some chevra. It's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. But is that what we remember when we look back on the semester and when we reminisce? When we finish a whole zman, when we finish a whole year, and we look back and we're like, whoa, I'm telling you, that shawarma was mamish unbelievable. Or, do you remember that time we all got stuck in the elevator? Like, is that the most memorable experience that we have? Lo aleinu, on the elevator. We have to ask ourselves that question. Is that the memory that we're creating? Or that's not really a memory. I'll tell you a personal observation. Baruch Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us five children. So our youngest child is named Aaron Amiel. And his name Aaron, in addition to us being Kohanim, and my having had the opportunity to meet Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, was actually, our son was named primarily after the Gaon, the Chassid, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. I'll tell you a secret. I never learned in Gush. I went to Grus after having been in the Smicha program. I went to Rav Lichtenstein's shir every week. I would come home to my wife and I would say, most weeks I would say, I don't think I understood anything the man said. Some weeks, on a good week, I would say, I think I understood maybe 30% of what he said. I went through the entire year. I don't think I understood much of what Rav Lichtenstein said. But you know what I can tell you right now? That if I closed my eyes this second, I could see Rav Lichtenstein davening Mariv on a Wednesday night, holding a shtender, as if I wish I could look when I daven Ni'ilah. And I have the same thing when I was here in YU. We used to daven mincha in the classrooms. I can close my eyes and I can see Rav Schechter saying every word of mincha. Now, does it mean that we have to daven mincha in the Rav Schechter speed minyan every day, lenetzach mitzachim? Who am I to judge? I mean, it's a sichas musar, so should we say, yes, we should! Maybe not. It's not necessarily shy for every person to be. But did we take that opportunity to create that memory? Can we close our eyes right now and everybody in this room remember have seen someone daven that was mamish at that high level that they were talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Some of us are Talmidim of Rav Moshe Weinberger, Shalita. Rav Weinberger came to the yeshiva after I moved locations to the Chicago location of our yeshiva. Not everybody's into Rav Weinberger. Okay, I got it. But did anybody ever have the opportunity just to take 5 minutes or even to spend one evening to see someone who's mamish on fire with Yiddishkeit? To burn that image, that zikaron into our minds? To see that and to experience that? Or are we so busy cramming a few more, you know, fill in the blank things that our experience is begeder choshech? That we're just going through the motions. This is the time. Chazal tell us that Re'iyas HaNeros is a unique element of Neros Chanukah. Of taking a minute to say, stop and look and create the memory in your mind. How many of us even took a moment during morning Seder or night Seder to look around and say to myself, I'm going to capture this moment and take it with me. That for the rest of my life, I'm part of a Beis Medrash. I'm part of a group of people who are devoting our time and the best years of our life to being immersed in learning. Capture that memory. Rav Yitzchak Kohn, I could go on and on. I'll give one last example. I don't know how many times Rav Kohn has learned Mesillas Yesharim. Can we say countless? Can we agree on the countless description of how many times Rav Kohn has learned Mesillas Yesharim? How many times? Have we ever taken a moment just to watch Rav Kohn learn Mesillas Yesharim? Can we picture that in our minds? What does it mean for a person who is so committed to growth in Yiras Shemayim that even at the age of fill in the blank, much, much older than us, having learned Mesillas Yesharim many more times than the years we are alive, he sits down every time with that same intensity? Do we take that with us? Is that a zikaron that we have? That's our opportunity. Chachma bagayim tamin. It's true. Chachmas Yavan is legit and it's important and it's integrated into our experience. But from a certain perspective, it's koachma. It doesn't have that lasting nitzchius power that's going to propel us forward, that we can take with us. But Torah is like from the Lashon Yore, like Yoredeya, it's also Yore es Hachitzim. Torah, it has the capacity to have a long-term effect as a Zikaron. When we live in the life of Zikaron, when we're not living in Choshech, when we're living in Or, when we are illuminated and enlightened to all the things that are going on around us. For different people, it's going to be different zichronos. Maybe for somebody, it's going to be memorizing the look of the Rashba with the binding on the shelf. For others, maybe it's going to Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh and burning into our mind's eye the zikaron of the skyline of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. For others, it's going to be the zikaron of the Rabbeim or of a Gemara, of the smell of a new sefer. Chanukah is the yontif of Or of Zikaron. We're driving out the Choshech. So as we conclude this semester and we think about Chanukah and the reflective time that is ahead of us, each one of us can ask a question. Did I create Or within Choshech in my life this semester? Did I create a memory for myself that I'm going to take with me? Who knows where it's going to take you? Maybe you could share it with a Chavrusa, with a future spouse, with a child. Halavai Hashem should bless all of us, maybe even with Mashiach Tzidkenu, with grandchildren. But this is the time. in the yeshiva, in these hallowed halls, among these chaverim, together with your and our rabbeim. This is the time to create those zichronos. These days in yeshiva are your and our yemei zikaron. Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to open our eyes, to see that ore that's all around us, that might be gonos, but we can be megala at this Chanukah, to live not in a life of choshech, but rather in a life of zikaron and ore. Thank you very much.